It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Persian Gulf Emirate of Abu Dhabi this week holds its International Defense Exhibition, and the number of arms deals is expected to increase dramatically. Gulf states, led by Saudi Arabia, will be on a buying spree, fueled in part, say analysts, by fears about the growing influence in the region of Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Abu Dhabi.
More than 850 manufacturers of everything from micro-surveillance cameras to massive battleships are here hawking their wares. And they're drawing interest from as many as 90 official delegations, including Gulf states driven to come here by two factors: treasuries bulging with petroleum wealth, and fear that Iran's interventionist policies won't end with Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. Analysts say it's not clear that many of the high-tech weapons purchased this week will ever need to be used, but what is certain is that at this point in the 21st century, death and destruction are still very big business.
On a 360-degree battlefield, the best defense is a precise and powerful offense.
With Iran promising more military exercises and the U.S. deploying at least two aircraft carriers to the region, analyst Mustafa Alani at the Gulf Research Center says leaders here are understandably nervous.
The emphasis now is on air force capability, and naval capability. Now in the region we're facing major problems from the situation in Iraq, the Iranian nuclear program, the Iranian interventionist policy. Basically, we are already in a major destabilization of the region. And this is a major factor which encouraged this state to seek some sort of protection.
Inside and outside of the sprawling Abu Dhabi Exhibition Center, row upon gleaming row of helicopters, tanks, and armored vehicles stand next to weapons that promise to shoot them down or blow them up. In the Russian pavilion, one company advertises 1,200-pound cluster bombs, and another offers improved armor-piercing ammunition. Just around the corner, a third vendor sells upgraded armor for military vehicles. In the American section, Jim Hall of AAI Advanced Technology says he's got just the thing for countries looking to protect, say, valuable oil facilities: an unmanned surveillance boat for round-the-clock patrols. Unmanned vessels have been around since the Vietnam War, Hall says, but this one goes faster, can stay out longer, and can launch an unmanned aircraft from its deck.
This never gets tired, never needs a break, never misses anything. It also has, of course, no risk of human life being lost. We haven't taken the step to arm this yet. People are a little nervous about having a robot with a trigger on it. But of course it can be done.
In fact, unmanned vehicles and robots are a prominent theme at this year's exhibition.
Let me bring this in here. My name is Jamil Ahad. I am president and CEO of Robotic FX. We're right outside of Chicago, Illinois. What you have here, essentially, is the world's first low-cost tactical surveillance robot, okay? Whether you be an EOD, EOD stands for Explosive Ordnance Disposal, so your bomb techs. We just met with the head of Kuwait's EOD. He's interested in this type of technology.
And if the robot gets damaged in the field, these buyers could easily afford a new one. These robots cost $50,000 to $90,000 apiece. In a sobering reminder of the staggering amounts of money involved in the arms game, that puts them in the category of a disposable product. The other factor driving much of the spending this week is the perceived need to enhance counterterrorism efforts. Robin Hughes, deputy editor of Jane's Defense Weekly, one of the sponsors of the exhibition, says that means better surveillance, earlier warning, and the ability to prevent attacks.
Border issues, particularly increased terrorist threat, will necessitate a greater investment in border security programs, particularly in places like Oman, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia.
As with any trade fair, the trick is to match the right buyer with the right seller. At one booth, two Southeast Asian military officers listened to a manufacturer sing the praises of a holographic gun sight mounted on a plastic model weapon. When he paused for breath, one of the officers gently tapped the plastic and said, "No, where can we buy the real guns?" Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Abu Dhabi.